Amen.
Hey, I came across two verses in Hebrews this week that made me think about you. The two verses are made up of 39 words, and they issue three challenges that I think are especially relevant and applicable to you guys as we close up the school year. You see, within a week or a week and a half, all of you are going to be transitioning into some kind of new season. Whether that transitioning means staying here at Hope and working this summer or taking some classes, that's what the next season means for you. For some of you sitting here, the new transition means going off to grad school. For others of you, it means transitioning to start a new job at a different part of the country here, or maybe in a different part of the world. For others of you, it may mean for some of you, getting married is the next season. Oh my gosh, I can't believe there's some of you here. That's gonna be the next transition for you. But for the majority of you who are sitting right here today, the majority of you, the transition means going home, going back to the rents, Maj and Faj and the fam, yeah. Brothers and sisters, can you believe that? That's hard to imagine. And I know that transition for some of you can be okay. That's not a big deal. Though for others of you, that can be a little more difficult and a little of a challenge. Now, as I say that, I want to give you a little different perspective too. I want to give you a parent's perspective. It's hard for us to have you guys come home too. Now, I know that. I got three of you guys coming home in my house in about a week and a half. Dang. Serious. I'm just being honest. Sorry, I'm being honest. You come in, you mess up my weekly routine. You come into my house, my grocery bill goes up, the laundry piles up. You leave dishes all over the place. You invite your friends over to my house. They sit in my chair. They watch television shows I don't want to watch. You drive my car. You use my gas. I need therapy right now. Anyway, let me get back. I'm going off here. Anyway. Wow, Spyro out. Okay, there is going to be some transitions for all of us in the next few days. And I think the 39 verses from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25 can be helpful for us. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
Hear the word of the Lord. Let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet with each other, as is habit for some, but encouraging each other, and all the more as the day approaches. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I love this text, and it made me think about you guys when I read it this week. I love this text so much that I want to partner with it today in provoking you guys to do three things regardless of what you're going to transition into in the next season. Here's the three things that I want to provoke you to do. First, to love others. Second, to worship with others. And third, to encourage others. Did you get those three? So here they are again. I want to provoke you to love, give it to me, love others, to worship with others, and to encourage others. Okay, now the Greek word for provoke, did you catch that? I like that word, provoke. The Greek word for provoke comes from a combination of two smaller Greek words. The first one is para, which means to come alongside. It's where we get the word parallel, side by side. And the other smaller word that makes up provoke is exumos, which means to poke or to stick. Yeah. Yes, no, I may be poking you guys today. So it means, to provoke means to come alongside someone else and to poke them or prod them or stick them, but it's used, stick them, I like that, stick them, but it's used in a positive way. It's interesting that the word provoke in this text is one of the very few times that it's used with a positive emphasis. So I want to provoke you guys positively to do three things in the season that God calls you to. The first one is to love others. Listen again to the text, and let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds. So what's it mean, or what's it look like to love each other? Gary Chapman, in his book, The Five Love Languages, talks about that we have five general ways in which we give and receive love. And the five, some of you have already heard this before, the five go like this. We give and receive love by physical touch, words of affirmation, acts of service, quality time, and gift giving. Those are the general five ways which we give and receive love. And he says that all of us have primary love languages within those five. For example, my primary love languages. Anybody want to take a guess? What do you think? Words of affirmation. You want to love me? Just tell me I'm good. Just milk me. I don't care if it's true. Just do it. So words of affirmation for me. And the other one, anybody want to take a guess? Physical touch. You want to do that? Just give me a hug. That's cool. So that's me. But my wife, Melody, her primary love languages are quality time and acts of service. So if I want to love on Melody, clean the kitchen floor, keep the house, I'm loving her to death. It makes sense, doesn't it? We're all wired up differently, and so we all have different love languages. Now, here's how I'm going to provoke you guys. As you go, wherever that is, if you go home, it means, sorry to say, to begin to think about, what's my parents' love language? How can I love them? How about my siblings? Or if you're staying on campus, the roommates that I'm going to be with. Or if you're working here at Hope, what's my professor's love language? What's my boss if I'm working, my coworkers? And then to begin to think of ways that you can extend those acts of love to them generously and genuinely. That's the first positive provoker I want to give you today. Here's the second one. I want you guys to worship with others. Bottom line, this summer, wherever you go, find a church home. Go to church. Listen to the text again. And do not neglect meeting with each other, as is habit for some. That's really interesting. As is habit for some. You know, every time you go through a transition, there's always a change then to your routine or to your rhythm. And I know summer does that for a lot of people. You get out of rhythm and you get into habits that sometimes aren't that good. And one of them that I've seen over the summer months that a lot of college students and graduates check out on worship. And I have seen it over 16 years. And I've heard all the excuses. Well, Bors, I can't find a place, you know, to worship like at Hope College. Don't buy it. Don't buy it. Or, hey, I work really hard all the week, and Sunday's my only day to sleep in. Heard that one, too. Or, just got married, and this is our morning, too. Yeah. Okay, heard that one, too. Being honest. I'm not buying them. Not buying them. Here's the positive provoker. Hey, this summer, find a place to worship. I don't care if the music, you don't like it. I don't care if you don't jive with the preacher. I don't care if the people all look old. I don't care. find a place of worship. Because you know what? Bottom line, worship isn't about you. It's about God and expressing our love and affection, our gratitude to God. Find a place to worship. That's the second positive provoker. Here's the last one. Encourage others. Listen to the text after it says, and do not neglect meeting with each other as is habit for some, but encourage one another. Encourage. I like this word too. Here's a little Greek for you, for you Greek folks. It comes from two smaller words again, little combo meal. The first one, smaller word, is para again, or para, meaning coming alongside, and kaleho means to call out their name. So to encourage, this is a great word picture, means to come alongside someone and to call out their name. So it's to come alongside, hey, David, way to go. Emmer, way to go. Hannah, way to go. James, way to go. Isn't that a great picture? It reminds me when my kids were younger and when they were doing certain things, whether it was M, learning how to ride the bike and going alongside, M, way to go, you can do it. Or Aaron, learning to hit a baseball, way to go, Ronnie, you can do it. Or Jojo, way to go, Jojo. All right, positive provoker, that's it. So encourage others, whatever the next season in that God calls you to. Come alongside of them, call out their name, and encourage them on. So, you guys, I'm going to carry this stick around for the next last 2 weeks of classes here, and I'm going to be poking you to do three things. What are they? To what?
Love.
Others.
Worship.
With others. And?
Encourage.
You guys are good. And if you do that, I won't have to poke you. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. We stand on it, and we want to live into it, God. We just don't want to recite it with our lips. We want to live it out with our lives. So, God, thank you for this great text that calls us to love one another, to worship with one another, and to encourage one another, all for your glory. And I'm thinking right now, Lord Jesus, of the words from the Sermon on the Mount where you said, and let your light so shine that as others see your good deeds, they will give glory to their Father in heaven. Let that be the ultimate purpose behind loving and worshiping and encouraging, that others will come to know you. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.